It's been a pretty good week for the state land department. On Tuesday, the agency sold around 105 acres in the Desert Ridge area of North Phoenix for $266,000 an acre, a total sale of more than $28 million. The next day, Pima County bought more than 800 acres in southern Arizona for almost $2.5 million. That money goes to the trust beneficiaries, mainly public schools. State Land Commissioner Vanessa Hickman says the agency brought in $385 million during the last fiscal year.
We've seen a significant increase in land values in the past year. In the 2 years prior, we had achieved lower revenues for the trust than we had, obviously, in the years 2007, 2006. But we've had a lot of interest, and the appraisals that are coming back in on some of our key parcels that are in the inventory are at pre-recession pricing. So we're actively looking at property in Desert Ridge, where we still have large land holdings, and some of the other areas of the valley where we can justify selling land.
What's the overall plan? I mean, theoretically, the department eventually would get rid of all of the land, the 9+ million acres that it has. But you obviously don't want to do that right away or all in one fell swoop, because you never know what the market's going to do. So how do you determine, okay, this is a good time to sell X acres of land here, X acres of land there, but let's hold on to some of the other stuff we have and maybe see what happens down the road?
We engage in very significant planning efforts at our department. A lot of analysis goes into determining whether or not to sell a piece of property. We are a market-driven agency, and so we also respond to applications. When we have somebody that comes into the department that is interested in a specific piece of property, we have discussions with our appraisers, with other people in our department that have expertise in real estate, and discuss whether or not it's the right time to roll out that piece of property or to wait for a future cycle.
Looking forward, I mean, do you anticipate to continuing to have fairly frequent auctions going forward, assuming that the economy stays reasonably where it is?
Yes, we'll continue to watch and see what the economy does. We've had some very positive indicators based on our recent auctions and the appraised land values that we're seeing. But if the land values start to decrease and we see that from a trust perspective it's time to pull back, then we'll probably not sell as much land as we're looking at selling right now. But we do have a large number of applications on file. For now, we will likely see some more auctions coming up in the next year that achieve some very high returns for the trust.
Do you think the number of auctions and the return you get on the price per acre that you get from those auctions is an accurate indicator of where the general economy is, or at least the housing economy is, or the commercial development economy is in Arizona?
The minimum bid is set at appraised land value. So it is based on an appraisal. So the appraisal does have to look at comps, and they do have to appraise the land and ascertain what the value of that land is. So I do believe that that is a very good indicator of where the market is for the land. But these types of things can change quickly, as we all know.
State Land Commissioner Vanessa Hickman, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.